Hallo en welkom bij aflevering 141 van de Erlearning Show. Waar het draait om hoe je online meer resultaat boekt voor jouw bedrijf. Hoe je als ondernemer online gebruikt voor meer klanten en omzet. Mijn naam is Erlearning en ik neem ondernemers met het team het werk uit handen voor online resultaat. En je vindt me op erlearning.nl. Vandaag het gesprek met Doug McIsaac. Ik kwam hem tegen via LinkedIn, want hij plaatste een berichtje wat in mijn oog sprong. Hij plaatste in zijn berichtje dat hij een lastige start had gehad in 2017. Hij had gekeken wat hij precies deed, wat hij voor zijn klanten doet, hoe hij dat voor zichzelf kan invoeren. De strategie opgezet, doorgevoerd en nu, een paar maanden later, weet hij dat hij afstevend op omzet van 2 miljoen zelfs. Wil je meer leren over hoe hij dat doet, de strategie, hoe hij LinkedIn daarin gebruikt en hoe hij koude e-mail gebruikt hierin? Blijf dan luisteren. Het is een aflevering in het Engels, dus let's go in English. Doug has been the founder of several online and offline companies over the last 25 years, including building RMTG Inc. from a 3-person company into a 30-person company. Doug helps coaches and consultants to grow their business to 6 and 7 figures. Growing a business takes a small set of very simple principles that, when applied strategically and in the correct order, create a business sales funnel that brings in customers on autopilot. Enjoy the insights with Doug. Let's get started.
Welkom in de Erno Hanning Show. De podcast waarin je alles leert over de online sales funnel. Met succesvolle ondernemers en experts, praktische tips en tools die je helpen voor meer resultaat online. Dan nu jouw online sales funnel expert, Erno Hanning.
Deze podcast aflevering wordt mede mogelijk gemaakt door Skyberate. De laadtijd van mijn website was niet goed. Een laadtijd langer dan 2 seconden kost me al bezoekers en klanten. Na een degelijk onderzoek van verschillende hostingbedrijven kwam ik uit bij Skyberate. Ernohanning.nl wordt nu gehost door deze partner, die gespecialiseerd is in hosting van WordPress-websites en Magento-webshops. Skyberate is de partner voor mij waar ik op dit moment heel blij van word. Ben jij op zoek naar een betere en vooral snellere hosting voor je website? Dat zich dan weer vertaalt in meer bezoekers en klanten? Kijk dan op ernohanning.nl/Skyberate. Skyberate, Skyberate. Dankjewel.
Today on the show, Doug McIsaac. Am I saying that right? McIsaac?
Yeah.
McIsaac.
Yeah, you're doing, yeah, that's great. You can either do McIsaac or MacIsaac, but those are both, they're both correct.
Okay, great. And you stood out to me on LinkedIn because you wrote a story there, which I thought was very intriguing and interesting.
And thank you.
The story starts with, this year started out rough. My business was hurting because I had spent previous 6 months focused on one larger client. And then the story goes on, but I will leave it in the show notes so you can read it there with the link. And in the end, he says, I developed a lead generation strategy to get me there, and then I implemented it. Less than 4 months later, I've added 16 new clients, 16, have over a dozen more in my pipeline and hiring staff. I'm now thinking that 2 million sounds better than the first million that he mentioned in the post.
Yep.
So of course, that's why I asked you in the podcast, because that's interesting stuff. And I think the most important question that I'm having, so I can learn a lot about what you do, is what is the strategy that you implemented to get to this stage in just 4 months?
Well, I provide a variety of services, but I really focus on lead generation for consultants and software companies. And I started doing that. I've been in marketing for 30 years. I did my first direct mail campaign in 87, launched a software company using digital tools in 97, and we did 460,000 that first year. Grew that to 30 employees and left that company in 2006 and started doing digital marketing. And I just love the opportunities available in digital marketing for businesses. I'm giving you a little backstory so then it'll make sense in a second.
Yeah, great, great.
And then I, along the way, I built an agency and I sold that agency to another company and I transitioned out of there about 3 years ago. And I was really trying to decide what I wanted to do with my life.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yes. I have two questions because what you're telling me now. So two things are coming up. One.
Fire away.
You talked about direct mail that you used in the beginning to start the initial business. Do you still use direct mail?
Occasionally. Yeah, occasionally I do. And I actually, I helped a local print shop launch some new technology back in 2006. And we actually had a 39.6% response rate and won a Print on Demand Institute Award for our campaign. It was we spent about $14,000 on the campaign and generated at least $300,000 in business out of it. So really put their name on the map.
Yeah, so I think there's not many online campaigns that do the same.
No, not at all. And matter of fact, I'd be lying to you if I said all my campaigns do anything like that today. But online, it's the cost is lower. You know, that was always the beautiful thing for me. Now, advertising online is now starting to catch up because there's billions being poured into online advertising now versus, you know, even 3 years ago. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, you're seeing click costs going up by 3% a month across some of the platforms. So the other things outside of ads you need to get better at, and you need to even get much better in your ad space if you want to do that. I found, and I still do lead generation using pay-per-click campaigns for clients, but my core is LinkedIn. I really fell in love with LinkedIn 3 years ago.
So going back to that 3 years ago, I'm sorry that I'm interrupting. So then you sold the business. You got out of the business. Because it was a good running company. Why did you get out?
It really wasn't what I wanted to do. I was doing everything. We were doing websites, social media campaigns. We were working with clients. When we transitioned into this other organization, we ended up taking on clients that just weren't the right fit. They weren't clients that really wanted to implement. They're clients that second-guessed everything that we told them they needed to do. They'd completely rewrite campaigns, and things wouldn't work, and then it was our fault when actually it was their copy. You know, it was just things didn't work out well when I transitioned that organization into the other company, so I was just ready to move on. So rather than – there wasn't much left to take. You know, it kind of gotten destroyed. So I moved on, and I was actually working on starting a software company. That went sideways. That's how it goes with startups sometimes. And I dove back into what I did before, and that's doing lead generation for clients. And I fell in love with using LinkedIn to get my own clients and started using it. But I wasn't using it. I used it to get my first clients, and then I had clients started asking me to do LinkedIn for them. And I was doing that as well, generating leads for clients with LinkedIn. And then I had a gentleman.
So how do you do that? How do you generate leads for your clients?
There's several campaigns. The core is we do LinkedIn messaging campaigns, and then we'll also do cold email campaigns. Now, a LinkedIn messaging campaign, we'll work with a client. We will make sure we understand who their target customer is, what that avatar looks like. Then we'll make sure that we rewrite their profile so it's targeting that specific individual. Most LinkedIn profiles are written as a resume. As a business-to-business salesperson, we don't want a resume. If we're trying to get somebody to interact with us online, we need to give them a reason to want to work with us. So we need to make our profile really a sales page for our services. Now, if you're looking for a job, then make it a resume. But if you're online as a business-to-business sales professional, you need to make that profile more of a sales page. So people need to understand what you do, you know, who you work with, how you know, why you're better than somebody else, and then how they can work with you. You just need to make sure that you've got all of those elements and others, but those are the core ones on there. And you need to make sure that people understand, you know, my short title is, you know, I generate leads for B2B consultants and software companies using LinkedIn. Find out more in my summary, and then I detail it in my summary. And now we've added cold email 2 months ago. But it's you do that by you get the profile done. Then it's really about building your network, and you can do that a couple of ways. You can attract them, like content that you read. I'm actually really – we're digging deeper into the content strategy for pulling people in. And I've been testing some stuff out, and I'm getting more and more results. I haven't quite had that viral one, you know, hit 100,000 views like some friends of mine, but it's going to happen.
What are you testing specifically? Just doing, because you're not posting like posts in the Pulse area. You're just doing updates, as I see it, right?
Updates. It is updates. And I have friends of mine, marketers that I know and I work with, that are we built an outline that they've proven works. And the post that you read, I essentially was following that outline, or wasn't tightly following it, but in general followed their outline. And they've tested thousands of posts over the last year and found some things that work and what's really helps make a post go viral. And the posts are really used for, I had someone ask the other day, what's the difference between like a Pulse post, which is, for those that don't know, Pulse is LinkedIn's publishing platform. It's like a blog publishing platform. And what he read was that it was an update or just a text post. And the difference between a Pulse post and a update, the Pulse post is really meant for educating. So when you want to share information, and it's information that's going to be longer lasting, something that you want out there. And because the Pulse posts get, they really rank well for SEO. So SEO value posts, you can get traffic from that just from SEO because LinkedIn, it'll rank high there. The updates are really designed for connecting with your audience. So like the post, that update was a connecting post. So you learned about me and find out more about me. Now, the reason that these updates are getting a lot more traffic, they get a lot more views, is because just like everywhere, more than half the traffic is on your phone. And if somebody is digesting something on their phone, you need to make it readable and it needs to be text. And it's that newsfeed update that people are tending to scan through on their phone. And then when they see your post, then they scan through and they read that update. And LinkedIn has made the updates, they've actually prioritized it now where a long form update gets the most engagement. The second is a long form text, just text, no images, no links in it. Then the second most is shorter text. Then the third is text with image. The fourth is their native video.
Okay, only then, fourth. Native video. Oh, wow.
It is interesting. And that might flop up to second, plop up to third, depending on if you do a good job with it. And then after that, it's anything with a link going off the site. Oh, sorry, the publishing platform is right there right after the video. And then it's anything with a link in it. And then on the bottom is third-party video like YouTube. So if you're looking to syndicate, you want it to be there. Now, the reason is LinkedIn wants you to stay on LinkedIn.
Of course.
They want you to stay in the feed because in the feed there's ads. Now, last summer when Microsoft purchased LinkedIn, they paid $26 billion for LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Bill Gates said he believed that the LinkedIn newsfeed was going to become as valuable as the Facebook newsfeed.
All right.
Okay, so what's going on? They're now giving priority to stuff that's keeping people within the newsfeed is getting priority. So that's why even their own blog posts, Pulse posts, are not at the top priority, even though it keeps them on the website. It doesn't keep them in that feed where they generate revenue.
That's a smart trick. I didn't realize that. So that's a great tip.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, LinkedIn historically hasn't depended on advertising revenue. It was like most of their money comes from the monthly fees people pay for Sales Navigator and Recruiter, and then the actual recruiter ads, and then advertising. So, I mean, advertising was really number four. So their advertising platform was not robust. Whereas like Facebook, 99% of their revenue comes from ads. With the bulk of that coming out of the newsfeed and then a little bit less coming off the right side ads and then off of third-party websites that they post their ads on.
Yeah.
So LinkedIn looked at what was going on over there, said we need to do something with this, and that's why priority is giving to items that keep people in the newsfeed and keep you on LinkedIn. They've always given priority to stuff that kept you on the site. Facebook does the same thing, has been for years. That's the goal. I mean, the only company out there that actually wants you to leave is Google, the search engine. They want you to do a search and find exactly what you want. Their goal is that you go and you find exactly what you want at one click. That's their goal. I mean, that's never going to happen consistently, but that is their goal, because they know if they provide the right search at the right time, then you'll be happy and people will keep using them.
You post these updates for your clients?
Yeah, we're starting to. That's a new service that we're at. I always test stuff with myself first, get results with myself, and then I move it on to clients. Most of our clients, we're doing messaging campaigns. We're not actually doing updates yet. That's a service I'm testing on myself before I move it to clients. Most of our clients, we are doing connection and messaging campaigns, where we've rewritten their profile like I talked about before. We understand what their target customer looks like. And then we literally just go out and we send a lot of connection requests. And we request a number of connections. Say we send out 1,000 in a month, we'll get 300 back, 300 to 600, depending on the market, some as low as 150, but most in the 300 range. And of those 300, we set up a messaging sequence where we share content. We accept a connection request, and then you get this 4-paragraph thing about why you should work with somebody. That's not what we do. The thank you message, the welcome message, is just thanks for connecting. Usually we keep those simple. We don't sell hard in that way.
Yeah, no. I don't think that works either.
No, that worked 3 years ago. I mean, I've talked with clients all the time. That used to work because there wasn't that much messaging going on LinkedIn. So it worked. It didn't work great, but it's all a numbers game.
Yeah.
Well, what we do is we share authority building content over a 5 to 7 message sequence. So we will share content with them, links to blog posts, links to articles that we've written. If it's third party content, but we all look at stuff that we know those people are going to be interested in. If they are a growth marketer at an agency, then they're going to want to see stuff about growth marketing tips, that type of thing. We make sure that when we're sending our messages out, that they're what they're interested in, but it also builds our authority along the way. So if our clients need that content written, we do it. If they want to leverage third-party content for authority, we can do that as well. You know, it's like, this is what the market is saying and this is what I do, type of thing. And then after a multi-step sequence, then we request a meeting. And then if they don't get a response, we do some more authority building content and request another meeting. It's a whole sequence of messages where we are attracting the people. We've already connected with them, but we're giving them information, just reminding them who we are, showing them why they should work with us, but we're not hammering on them at every message to sign up with them. That's the core. And then there's also, go ahead.
And what is about the conversion that you get? How many percentage do you get on a call, a conversation?
We get, it depends on the industry, but 1 to 5 people a week.
Oh, wow.
So we're getting an average one of my customers getting 2 or 3. I have clients that are in a lot of different industries. One gentleman that does Internet of Things consulting, he was getting 1 contract a month. He's getting about 8 conversations, 10 conversations a month, and he was getting 1 contract. Well, 1 contract value is 6 figures, so it's well worth it. I have another client that has CEO groups where we're doing a combination of ads and messaging, and he's getting closes at $1,000 each. Sounds like a lot of money until you realize his customer value is $36,000. So we're getting a close. He's closing for about $1,000 a close, he's getting a $36,000 client. So if I told you I can get you a client at $1,000, you make $35,000 profit on him, how many of those do you want?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I work with a variety of clients, variety of industries. It works better in some industries than others. I found with some, the reason I'm playing with the really testing this update strategy is I've got some clients that I know that the update strategy will work better for them because they need to their audience is broader rather than narrow. If your audience is easily defined, the connection strategy works very well.
Yeah,
If they're not as easily defined, you need to do more of a content or an inbound strategy, and that's why we're moving towards that.
Right. That sounds great. And so you also mentioned cold emailing. That's also on LinkedIn, right?
No, actually, I found that there is especially after a certain amount of time, you've kind of hit all the people that are on LinkedIn. Because a lot of times my clients, there's only 5,000, 10,000, maybe there's 30,000 people that are their ideal target on LinkedIn. But there's double that, available out there. So what we do is we started doing cold email campaigns as well. Now, cold email has been around forever. But, people think cold email, they think spam. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not just sending out, we're not just adding them to a newsletter list and sending them a newsletter. Once again, we're making sure that they're the right target, the right type of customer, the right title individual within the company that we want to work with, and then we're sending a message sequence. And it's same type of thing where it's like, hey, we'd love to chat with you, and it's not overly aggressive, and we sell and it's sent out so it looks like it's a one-on-one email. It does not look like it is coming from a MailChimp or a Constant Contact. And that's also that's really how Salesforce was built. I mean, if you the book Predictable Revenue, that's really what they did to build Salesforce was outbound cold email. All right. And most successful SaaS companies have outbound cold email as their core, as their main lead generator. Business to business doesn't work nearly as well. Business to consumer, but business, because if you're reaching out to somebody and say, I have a client that that has software that helps compliance people within the healthcare industry, that what it does is with his software, which the front end is free and they pay for services afterwards, but they can actually, there's always a new regulation coming out. Now, I know you're in Europe, but you have the same issue, I'm sure. There's always some new regulation coming out that the hospitals have to deal with. They have to follow it if they want to get paid by the state health or insurance company. They have to follow these regulations. Well, they're coming out all the time, and a compliance officer, a new reg comes out, they have to get it, they have to research it, they have to figure out if they need to worry about it for their facility. Then once they do realize they need to do it, then they have to write up all of these documents to do it. Well, what this software does is you can answer, with every regulation, they've had their experts go in, their law firm goes in and puts together actually a checklist of questions that somebody needs to answer. You know, does your facility have people that stay 24 hours? You know, do you have surgery on site? Or whatever those questions are. And you're able to go decide, figure out quickly by answering those questions whether or not you need to worry about that regulation. Now, as a compliance officer, this saves them a ton of time. And one of the people he just talked to, she referred to it as like, that's compliance magic. if you're sending outbound messages to somebody and you're providing software or a service that is of value to them, that helps save them time, save them money, makes them look better in their job or do their job easier, then it's not spam. I mean, it doesn't mean everybody is going to buy it. But if you're sending the messages to the right people, because the smart marketers, our goal is only to send the right message to the right people. I don't want to try to sell diapers to a bachelor. You know what I mean? That's an extreme example, obviously. But you want to make sure that it's as targeted as it possibly can be, and it's at the right people. Maybe it's the right stage of the company. My clients usually are targeting different size companies. Some of them are there to help people move from one point to the other, et cetera. So
getting back to the original question I asked, and I know I've taken you away from it, so that's okay. What did you do to get informants to this new goal? And when you were at the beginning year, not looking so.
Wasn't looking good. No, I you'll be shocked to find out that I did a LinkedIn messaging campaign.
Yeah.
And I added cold email. Shocking to find out that I actually did what I sell. And that was the crazy thing, is I wasn't doing it. I was doing it for clients, and I have clients getting results, you know, because it wasn't like I didn't have any clients. I just had my business had dropped by 2/3 because I'd focused on one client.
Right.
And, I went, Doug, you're an idiot. I literally just went, what am I doing? I'm not doing my own marketing. So I sat down, I put a plan together. I put my, you know, what infrastructure would I need? Because it's me and contract. I have consultants that work with me, full-time contractors that work with me. And I said, what do I need to do to get this to the next level? And I said, well, to start with, I need to implement lead generation for myself, and which, I mean, it's so blindingly obvious, you know what I mean? It's like, but I'd gotten so used to people just reaching out to me. I mean, I had people reaching out to me all the time, and I was comfortable. And I can't tell you how many times I've been on a conversation with a client where they said that all their business comes from word of mouth. And it's like, I said, yeah, but that's not consistent. It's ebb and flow. You get a big client and you don't have any, you don't get that consistent lead flow, and you can't really grow a business based on word of mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, a rare person can do it based on word of mouth. You need that to have a consistent deal flow. You need to have consistent lead generation. And I did it for clients, but I wasn't doing it for myself. So I implemented a marketing strategy for myself. At its core is a LinkedIn messaging campaign, and I added in a cold email campaign just 6 weeks ago. And I have, I've been averaging 5 to 6 sales calls a week. Closed 2 clients last week. This week I could close 3. I have 5 proposal presentations. Like 3 of them today, 2 of them tomorrow, 1 on Friday. So I guess that's 6. I have 6 proposal presentations this week. So, and next week it's starting to fill up. So it's just a matter of doing that. And I've had to hire a project manager, and I am hiring additional staff to do the delivery. And I'm now at this point where I've decided I'm going to rebuild an agency just around lead generation.
Right. So that's the idea, is with a new agency, you can go up to actually 2 million before your plan was actually for just 1 million.
Well, it was, because I was like, well, let's see, if I have 50 clients with an average of, my packages range from as low as 800 to about 3,000 a month, with most of them being in the $1,000 to $1,500 range. Figured I need about 50 clients to get there. So I kind of looked at my plan and I said, that's close. If I can close 1 a week, you know, over the next year, I'll get there. And I had no doubt I could close 1 a week once I put it together. And actually now, I'm closing 2. So, and it was like, I can see getting to 2 million. And actually, I'm now looking a little higher already. But right now I'm getting the foundational pieces in place. I've been talking to my project manager about how I want the structure to look when I have 100 clients, because that's the goal, is 100 clients, and looking for the people to hire to put in place. But obviously I'm all self-funding, so I'm not like, I don't have deep pockets of cash. I can't just hire a room full of people right now. But I'm just going to be slowly growing it as it's going. So, I mean, I'm in low 6 figures now. I mean, it's not like I'm starting at 0.
Right.
But not a month. I mean, I'm in 5 figures a month. But you know, I can see it happening, and I see the path to get there. Now, I mean, I've built a $5 million a year company before. I mean, it's not my first time I've done this. And this will be a little more non-traditional. My plan is not to have a building with a bunch of people in it. My goal is to do it with people that are, you know, primarily working from home offices, because that's what I've done. And my goal is still to be traveling. My goal in 2018 is to spend a good chunk of the year traveling. So as well, it's still working. But, you know, go somewhere for a month, and as long as I've got good internet, I can work during the week and play on the weekends.
Traveling to any specific?
I've looked at a number of places. Spain is on my list. Belize is on my list. Puerto Rico was on the list. I'm probably going to wait a little while. They got recovering from the hurricane. If you don't know, they really got hurt by the hurricane. But yeah, I've got to know. I literally any place that I know I'll have good internet, and I can, you know, kind of do weekend trips to explore is what I'm looking at. So, but in 2018, it probably the top two are Belize and Spain. And I don't know why Spain. It's just for whatever reason. I have a couple of coaching clients as well that I pick up because I like to coach people. But one of my coaching clients, she just came back from Spain, and their pictures are beautiful. So, but it's been on my list prior to that. I also have some guys I work with in Italy. So Italy, I'll probably go there and probably go to the UK. But it all depends.
It all sounds just amazing, amazingly simple. And also, I can see the same thing happening. Is that, you know, you do this for your clients, and then at some point, you say, "Oh, what am I doing? I should be doing this for myself." And I go, "Duh, of course."
I can't tell you how many I spent 10 years in the food service industry prior to opening my software company. And I usually did that at night while I had other businesses during the day. But I can't tell you how many chefs I knew that cooked these amazing meals all day at work, and then they'd hit a fast food place on the way home to eat. You know what I mean? It's kind of the same problem. It's like, you know, they're feeding themselves garbage essentially because they just don't have the time and they're not thinking about it. But it's blindingly simple. It's like just do for yourself what you do for others in a marketing case. I can't tell you how many marketing agencies fail at marketing themselves, or they all their business comes from word of mouth and networking. Most marketing agencies do not have a consistent lead generation system in place. Most. I mean, not some, most.
Yeah. And so you have LinkedIn messages, so you connect with people, you send messages, and you have cold email. Which one is doing the best for you today?
Cold email scales dramatically because you can send hundreds of emails a day, whereas LinkedIn, you are limited on the number you can sell. Your percentage response is higher on LinkedIn. You're going to get a higher percentage response because they see your picture, they read your profile, they get a little more information. But just by sheer volume with cold email, I get more from cold email, but it's just a volume play. You know, you can send 500 messages in a day with cold email versus, you know, 60 or 100 on LinkedIn. So.
And do you have a paid account, or do you still work with a free account on LinkedIn?
I strongly recommend getting a paid account.
Which version do you use?
I prefer Navigator
Navigator.
Sales Navigator. It's $90 US a month, roughly. Here's the thing. If we're a business professional and we're growing our business, we need the right tools. One of the tools, Navigator, is a great tool. And with what we do, it allows us to connect with more people. If you have a free account, you get past about 40 connections in a day, and they're going to flag your account. They're going to pause you. If you have one of the premium accounts, you can go higher than that, but they still kind of about 100, they really flag you. If you have a Navigator account, you can go 150. If you have, you can't have a brand new account and do 150, but if you have a if you have an account that's been around for several months, you can have send a lot more messages from that. The other thing is you get a lot more search capability in Navigator. They've taken some of the search capabilities away from the free account, and you need to be able to have that. Plus, on the other thing is on Navigator, you can make sure that everybody can see all of your profile. And on the free account, they don't necessarily see all of your profile. I forget exactly what all. You can't show as much, whereas you can show more on Navigator. So there's a variety of reasons. The main thing is the search capabilities and the fact that you can send a lot more messages and do a lot more connection requests there. And then there's also, if you want to utilize it as well for the leads, they have some really cool tools for generating lists, for tracking leads. There's a lot of really cool things there. So if I have clients that, like if I have a client that has an account that they really want to get, but they haven't accepted their connection request, there's ways to actually follow them within Navigator. You save them as a lead, and you can follow that person or that an entire company, and you can track what's going on there.
Okay, great. Okay, I love I love what you gave me. I have to be respectful of your time because you have a call coming up soon.
I
just want to let to know the audience where people can find you. What's the best way to reach you?
I have my main site is linkedcoach.com, just linkedcoach.com, or find me on LinkedIn, Doug McIsaac, M-C-I-S-A-A. And I'm Doug McIsaac on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, some other guy got Snapchat, but not really my audience. But my audience is really, I work with, if you're doing business to business, consulting or sales, that's what I love to do. And that's what I talk about. I talk about my background. I talk about what's working, what's not working. And I share a lot about that. I do free training webinars a couple times a month. You can go, that should be on the pop-up on the Elite Coach. We just made a change to the page, so the pop-up may not be there, but it will be there again. So if you want to go there, I have a free profile worksheet that you can get. I call it the perfect profile, and it walks you through the changes you need to make to it versus how you probably already have it. Like 98% of the profiles are resumes right now.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for the input you gave and the thoughts you gave me, and especially, of course, the listeners that you gave them. I cannot imagine that you've learned something from it and you want to implement it. So I'm going to include the links in the show notes so that they can find you, that they can download the free worksheet and get in contact with you on LinkedIn. Thank you very much, Doug.
You're very welcome.
Okay, that's it. So It's all on.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and I will leave you to it because otherwise you will not be in time for your call. And I think it was a great content, so I'm very happy with it.
Good. Yeah, I've done a lot of these. So,
I know. That makes it always easier.
All right, man. Well, this was a pleasure. I haven't even had a chance to look at the show, to be honest. That's how this week has been.
That's okay. So. That's okay.
I'll check it out. I'll share it once it's live. I have a decent network, so.
Yeah, no, yeah, I understood that. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Dat was het gave gesprek met Doug. Je vindt de namen en links die we noemden in het artikel dat bij deze uitzending hoort. Ga daarvoor naar ernohanning.nl/show141. Heb jij een iPhone? Dan zit daar een podcast-app vanzelf. Je kan daar zoeken op de Erno Hanning Show, klik op een plusje en je abonneert en je krijgt vanzelf elke nieuwe aflevering op je telefoon. Heb je een Android? Kijk bijvoorbeeld op Play.fm of op Stitcher. Dat zijn apps die je daarvoor gebruikt om je podcast te luisteren. Zoek op de Erno Hanning Show en klik op het plusje en abonneer. En je krijgt vanzelf elke keer de laatste aflevering op je telefoon. Dankjewel voor het abonneren, want dan laat je mij zien dat je dit gaaf vindt. Je kunt mij bereiken op podcast@ernohanning.nl. Voor een vraag over deze aflevering, een opmerking, een reactie, wat je me wil, ik hoor graag van jou. Dankjewel voor het luisteren naar deze aflevering met Doug en ik zie je graag in de volgende. Tot dan!
Dankjewel voor het luisteren naar de Erno Hanning Show op ernohanning.nl.